the faithfulness of the king. And let's define what faithfulness means. It is true to one's word or promises, someone who's reliable, someone who's trustworthy, somebody who's loyal. That's what faithfulness means. And so God says, like, remember when he says in his word that, remind me of my promises? It's not as if he's forgetting it. He's just saying, I know my promises and it's good for you. But if you don't know that I'm faithful, if you don't know I'm reliable, if you don't know that I'm trustworthy. So he says, remind me of my promises, because God honors his word and he magnifies his word higher than his name, which means that whatever is written here, you can have. And I'm thinking, like Ray just was just sharing there about Elizabeth. That's for all of us. That's not just for the special people. All of us are special. All of us are a royal priesthood. But it's understanding what God has given unto you, what he has given unto me. So I'm running in my lane. I'm not competing with anyone. I'm just running in my lane. I know what he has given unto me. I know the call upon my life. I know he has blessed me with a spirit of encouragement. And so how I take care of the gift, it's my responsibility to take care of the gift, because I need to serve this gift. I need to serve with this gift, but also I'm serving this gift this morning. I'm serving God's people. And so all of us got different gifts, but we need to know God's faithfulness in what he has given unto us. Scripture says, if God can trust us with the few things, with little things, he can put us in charge of so many things. And it's about this gift. It's about God's faithfulness. And I just want to share quickly, before we go to Psalm 91, about being in Cape Town. I think I was saying to somebody yesterday, some people see you the way you are now and they think, oh yeah, he's so, you know, and she's this. But nobody know where you've been. Nobody know the road that you took. Nobody knows how tough it's been there. They just see you as the end product. But they don't know where you've been. And so, yesterday the Holy Spirit just said, just stop for a while. Just think back. Just look back over your shoulder. David says, when I think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. You know, it's that kind of thing of just stopping and saying, I'm not going to think about the future, because God says he knows the plans he has for me anyway. That the steps of a righteous man or woman is ordered by God. So that's taken care of. My responsibility is I need to know what I need to do. The question is this. God is faithful. The question is this. Are we faithful? Are we faithful in what he has called us to be? Are we faithful? That is the thing. So I started looking back in my life, you know, looking back. And there was one point where in one of my songs, I'm rapping about how there was three guys. I had a gun to my head. They were behind me, a gun, a knife. And I was just like this. And my whole life flashed around me, and I was just so cold. And God made a way for me of escape. He made a way of escape. And I look back over my life now, and I think if the guy pulled the trigger then, I would have been dead. But it's not my time. I'm still in the will of God. And it's not until God's will has been fulfilled in my life, then I'll go. And I'm ready to go whenever. To be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. That's what the Bible says. So for me, I started looking back over my life, and I think the guy that stood behind me, I was thinking like, wow, Lord, you've been faithful there. But also, we went in a minibus with 15 people in there, and the minibus just overturned 3 times. And the minibus laid on its side with all the people. I was like, whoa, get out. And I found a way out. And the policeman said this. He said, wow, there's no scratches on you. And today, I'm looking back and I think, wow, God has been faithful. God has been faithful. And in all of our lives, if you look back over your life, it's not because you were really witty there. No, I got myself out of it. No, you didn't. It's God's faithfulness protecting you in that time. And I mean, some of us here this morning as well, like all of us, we are successful in different ways. But promotion only comes from the Lord. Promotion doesn't come from your boss. You know, even like Jade was sharing about, you know, she got this rank. But it's only God that brings promotion. He will speak to the heart of your boss. He will speak to the heart of the person in charge and says, I see something there. Give her a rank. That's God being faithful. It's not because of, you know, God is the one that brings the increase. And so Psalm 91, if we go to Psalm 91, I'm just going to have a couple of scriptures just talking about God's faithfulness. And then I hope it challenges us, but also it changes us. Psalm 91, verse 1, it says, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High, yeah, whoever, it's anybody, Muslim, Hindu, anyone, not just Christians, anyone, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High. I think other versions talks about he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. It says, will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. That's a promise there. It says, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High, that's if we do that, this is what is going to happen, will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And now listen to this promise. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my strength, my God in whom I trust. This is what David is saying. So David says to us, so whosoever would dwell in that secret place or in the shelter of the Most High shall find rest, will get rest of the in the shadow of the Almighty. But he also says about that they start, now he starts declaring who God is. He says, He's my refuge, he's my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the foulest snare and from the deadly pestilence. Verse 4 says, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. It's this kind, just that four verses is just talking about the promises. I guess if we align ourselves with what God wants, the blessings falls, isn't it? It just falls. Sometimes we don't understand this. I'm going to give another testimony about, you know, I grew up without my father. But the day when they called me saying, you need to come to the hospital, I came to the hospital and he didn't make it, right? So I started praying because, you know, like, Lord, I believe you for this. I believe you for this. I believe you for this. And I started declaring scriptures and all of that over my dad. And it didn't happen. And so I went back and I was thinking, like, you know, I'm so despondent. I'm so, you know. And God knows how we feel, right? God knows what we go through. So I had that moment in myself and I'm thinking, I'm preaching your word. And God knows how we feel, but he's faithful. He is in control. I did the funeral for my dad, and his sister came up to me and said, I just want to let you know that your dad, a month ago, I've never seen your dad being so full of joy and the peace that month, a month ago, he gave his life to Jesus, and the Lord transformed your dad. And I was thinking, wow, because God brings comfort, isn't it? He brings comfort. Doesn't matter what we go through, he brings comfort, whether it's that same time or whether it's a couple of months or years down the line, he will bring comfort. And here I'm preaching, and I've never seen my dad having so much peace in his life, and I'm like so excited. This guy is with Jesus, man. This guy's with Jesus. And I was so excited. But at that present moment, I didn't see God's faithfulness. But that's why he says, my ways are not your ways. It's not. And it says here that he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield. I know that. Because it's so easy to say, yeah, but I've been through this, and that, and it didn't work, and all of that. But God will show his faithfulness. He will show his faithfulness. Lamentation, if you go to me, I just got a couple of scriptures here just to help us. Just to help us. Lamentations 3. Lamentations 3 says this. Verse 21, it says, yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. God just wants us to, God just said to me, let my people know that I'm faithful. I know what you're going through. I'm not blinded by all these things. I know. But great is my faithfulness. If I didn't know that, I wouldn't have been in Wales. Believe me. I wouldn't have been in Wales if I didn't know God's faithfulness. I need to know God's faithfulness for my life. If not, I'm going to be tossed and turned by every wind that comes from the enemy, because I'm not rooted and established in God. I need to know the character of God. I need to know that He is trustworthy, He's reliable, and He's loyal to me. That's what God is. He's loyal. Ray was saying about if we can submit our will to God and say, I don't know what that's going to look like. Ricardo didn't want it to be a preacher. I just didn't want it to be a preacher. And God had to get me all the time. It's like, you will be a preacher. No, I will not be a preacher. You will be a preacher. It's my will for your life. And now I'm preaching, and I love preaching, because the thing is, God has placed me in this position that it's His will, not my will. That it was His will even that I had to leave my family and say, I love Jesus so much, I have to leave. And I mean, me and my mom is my role model. We are really tight. I spoke to her this week, and she was just saying about what God is doing in Cape Town. But I've left everything. I've left everything. I just had to get onto a plane and say, Father, I know You're faithful. If You can support me, sustain me in Cape Town, You can sustain me anywhere. You can sustain me anywhere. And that is the faithfulness of God that I've got for myself. Now, just two things. I've got 3 points just quickly. God is faithful in trials. Do you believe that? God is faithful in trials. Because that's His word. His word says in 1 Corinthians 10, it says this. And I just want us to just to believe. Just believe what He says. You know, don't overthink things. Just believe what He says. Because He will honor you. It says in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13 says, no temptation has overtaken you. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. So God is saying, because of humanity, you think that you've been overtaken. But God says, no temptation. That's what He says. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. He didn't say He will take away the situation. It says, He says that in that temptation, first of all, I need you to know that I am faithful. Before you go through everything, I'm faithful. That's my character. I'm faithful, okay? So if you know that I'm faithful, let's carry on. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. That's another good news. So sometimes I've been through some stuff in my life where I think it's overtaken me, but then it's almost like there's a light somewhere just coming on, and you think, wow, I didn't know I was going to come through that. Because God says, I will not put more on you that you cannot bear, because I'm faithful. And I, what I found with that one is like, He will not put more on you that you cannot bear, and so He won't let people put on you that you cannot bear. He won't let people, the pressures that we're going through, you can't handle it. You can't handle it. Because He won't put more on you that you cannot bear. And He goes on to say, but when you are tempted, He will also means, you know, it's like He just keeps, you know, just like, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Another one. Take the way out. Have you had many times when God shows you a way out and then you don't take the way out? And then we say, God, where were you? His word says, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. So which means God will make a way and He will say to you, don't do that. But sometimes we don't hear that voice. We're just like, no, we're going to do it this way. But God says, I'm faithful. I will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But also when you are tempted, I will provide a way out. Right? So that is the faithfulness of God in temptation. But also, God is faithful to intervene. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 3 says this, but the Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. He will. The day when that gun was held up against my head, God was, this is how I see it. God says, that's my son. I'll be faithful to him. And he's going to be faithful towards me. In the future, he'll be faithful to me. And I took that and I said, Lord, I want to be faithful to you. Because he provided a way of escape. So he provided a way of escape for me, so I couldn't go back to the negativity, to the negative people, and go back on the street corners and do all these things I used to do with friends and being led astray by them. So God says, I provided a way out for you. Why go back to the place where there was despair? But he says, I provided the way out so that you can see I'm faithful. So if I can help you here, I can help you in anything. And that was my turning point. And even, to be honest, I confess that the way of escape, I still went back. There were times I went back. And wherever I went, God made sure that he just put a stop all the time. The people that I went to said, we don't want you with us. Go away from us. And that was God's doing, because God says, I've provided a way of escape. You need to see the escape and know that I am faithful. Number two is responsibility. Our responsibility. We have a responsibility to, like I was saying, are we faithful? Can we be counted faithful? On the day when we get to glory and we stand there and Jesus says to some people, well done, my good and faithful servant. Come in. And you go in and you see somebody else just behind you who says, who are you? I never knew you. Yeah, but I preached. I did everything. You know, I went to church. I paid my tithes. I did everything, Jesus. And remember the lady that didn't have bread? I gave her bread. It's like, hey, I allowed you to give her the bread. So who are you? I did many things in your name. No, go away from me. I never knew you. Wow. That scares me. I don't want to be in that place where I see somebody, five people go in and Jesus, well done, good and faithful servant. Come on. Jesus gives a high five. Yeah, what's up with them? Come on in. And I get there and he says, who are you? And I'm like, remember Lesvain Baptist? You said that morning, Lesvain Baptist, remember? And he says, I never knew you. Imagine that. I don't want to be in that place. I want to be amongst people that goes in, not because of, just knowing that God is faithful. I want to go in, seriously. That's my heart desire, and I know that's your heart's desire as well today. But there's a responsibility that comes. And in Hebrews 10 verse 23, it says, I hope you're taking notes. Because these things will help you, seriously. Hebrews 10 verse 23. It says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. Some people say to me, like brothers and sisters is really shallow in the kingdom. When I talk to them about, listen, I am blessed, they say, he's arrogant. Or if I say, this is who I am, and I'm very bold about it, they say, oh, he's very arrogant. I say, no, I know who I am. That's the difference. It says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. If I know God is faithful, I can't waver. I need to know he's faithful. Because I've seen his faithfulness, isn't it? It says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. That is our responsibility. Hold on to Jesus. Hold on. For he who promised is faithful. We need to know that. I mean, people here this morning older than me, you've seen God's faithfulness over the years. And you know what? If you just start recalling back, you'll see how inside of you start to get excited. It's like, wow, still remember. And then your future, you forget about your future because your future is taken care of. But let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. That Muslim lady, I just said to her, listen, this is good news. You can come from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. God has got a plan for you, and that's it. She said, I want that. I need to hold on to what I believe so I can share it with people. So the first one is hold on to God's promises. And 1 Corinthians 1:9 says this. God is faithful. I like that. Who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are chosen. We are chosen. God has picked you out. And God says, you know what? You're going to have fellowship with Jesus. The same favor I've given to Jesus, you can have because you are in him. The joy that Jesus had, you can have it. The peace, the whatever it is, the kindness, you can have it because God is faithful who has called you into fellowship with his Son. He has called us. So even when we make mistakes, this is for somebody. When you've made mistakes, when we sin, 1 John 1:9 says, when we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive our sins and remove it as far as the east is from the west. You know that there are certain things you won't be telling anybody. Especially things that, like for me, there's stuff in our lives that we know, if I tell people this one, they're going to judge me. So this one is for Jesus. Because he says, when I confess that sin, he removed it as far as the east is from the west. He remembers it no more. So as soon as I confess, it's a done deal. Jesus says, I'm faithful to forgive you. That's it. And please don't bring it up again. God says, don't bring it up again because I've forgiven you. That's how good I am. But if you tell certain people about that same thing, years down the line, they'll still remind you. I know what you did last summer. I know you. But God says he's faithful to forgive our sins when we confess. So that's another good news. And the last point is the promises of God. The promises of God. The Bible says that now unto him, in 1 Philippians 1:6, says, now for unto him who is, now for he that has begun a good work, for he that has begun a good work in you is able to complete it. That's how faithful he is. He says, I won't just start something in you, I will complete it in the earth, but also until the day of Jesus Christ. So I will finish what I've started. This is not like a building project where it's like they start and then they, after a couple of weeks, you're like, where are these guys? You know, they didn't finish this job. Jesus finishes the job. God finishes the job. And the promises of God is, he says, if I begin a thing, I will complete it. And it's for us to allow him to complete that. Philippians 3:20 says, what does it say? Philippians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do immeasurably more than what we can ask or even imagine according to his power that is at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Jesus, in Christ Jesus, throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Amen means that's it. That's it. So God is saying that not only will he start and finish something, he says, I will even do immeasurably more. If you know that I'm faithful, I'll do more in your life. And I just want to talk about God's character. God's character, the Bible says that God cannot lie. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. He will not. So it doesn't matter your trials that you're going through. I've been there many times as well. It feels like God is not there. Have you ever felt like that? You pray and it's like, you just feel he's not there. It's playing hide and seek sometimes. And you are like, 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm coming, can I come? 1, 2, 3. And you come and you just begin to seek and you just don't find him sometimes. But it doesn't mean that he's not there. He's there. And sometimes you're like, I know you're there. And God wants us to find him, but he is there. He's faithful. He's faithful and he wants to do even more, but he cannot lie. That was the thing for me that messed my head up. Because that's why I was saying, not just head, but the heart, your spirit needs to open up. I was saying, if God is there, Why am I going through these things? I mean, people ask lots of times that question. But it says that he cannot lie. There's nothing in him that lies. He cannot lie. Nor the Son of Man that he should repent. Malachi 3:6 says, our God cannot change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So, he cannot lie. I know it's maybe a bit difficult this morning to understand that. But the truth of the matter is, God is faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. This week, even if there's times I couldn't even pray. Because sometimes you come with a prayer, yo, Jesus, thanks for waking me up. There's times I don't even want to pray. There's times I felt like I couldn't pray. But I just sit there and it's just like, Lord. And he thinks, I'm going to do it anyway because I'm faithful. And I've seen God's faithfulness over my life. I like what David said. David said, I'll bless the Lord at all times. Anybody here that's got that, like, you just bless the Lord at all times. Any situation, you just bless him. Because he's faithful. And if we think past this life, we'll see God's faithfulness. I mean, I'm still young, but I said to my wife, man, if God calls me home today, I'm ready to go. Because my life on the earth is not just to connect with people. My life has been given to Christ, is his. So when he calls me home, I'm home. Some young people say, look, don't talk like that. Don't talk. What about your family? No. The Bible says he who leaves his mother, brother, sister, you know, everybody for the sake of the kingdom, God will bless them. And it's not a blessing for me because I don't want to be rich. I want to be a blessing to other people. And whatever time that may be, I'm going to be faithful until God calls me home. I think that is the attitude that we need to have. Whatever. God knows your business. God knows what you have. God knows what you need. God just want to bless you. But it's for us to come to a place where we say, I know you're faithful, but I can't see it really. But I'm still going to believe anyway. That's what faith is, blind faith. You're just like, now face the substance of things, hope for evidence of things not seen. Yeah, but we need to see to believe. No, God says, no, you have to believe that I'm able to do immeasurably more than you can ask or even think of. So we're gonna sing a song about great is thy faithfulness. And I'm going to be here this morning. I want to pray with people this morning that feels like, you know what, it's been tough. And I want to come into agreement with you this morning saying that, Lord, we don't see. We don't know what you're doing, Lord. But what we know, that you are at work. You are at work. You're at work. You're at work. I don't have the answers. I can just preach from experience of what God has done for me. But I can guarantee you this morning that God is not a man that he should lie. Trust him again. Especially those people that used to trust him, you know, had, you know, so on fire for God. God is calling you back to that place today and say, you know, you used to do things for me. You used to minister for me, but then now you just in the back seat because the worries and the cares of life has just put you on the back seat. God is calling you back to that place of faithfulness today. You know, and so that's the one thing. But also the other thing is, I just want to pray with people, you know, just so that God can just release his plan for your life. And if you don't know Jesus today, God knew even before you were born that you were going to be here. And God has got a plan for you. I knew that Jesus was real. Some people say, Lord, if you're real, let the train come early. Or if you are real, we say these kinds of things. I didn't say that. I just said, Lord, I know you're real. Because it was so evident in my friends' lives that they love Jesus so much. I said, Lord, I know you're real. Show me your plan for my life. And maybe some people, if you want to know God's plan for your life, there will be certain things that you will have to put one side. I think Ray said that about, we don't want to put things aside, isn't it? I've worked hard for this. I'll keep this. There's certain things we have to keep, but certain things we have to let go. When Abraham and Isaac went up to the mountain, the Bible said that there were servants with him. And what did he say to the servants? The two of you stay at the foot of the mountain. Me and my son, we're going up to worship and we'll be back. That's what he said. But he didn't take them with the two of them. Because there's certain people you can take with you where God is taking you, but there's other people, they say, it's transition time. You've been a blessing, but I want to go for God, so you have to stay behind. That is a difficult part. I had to come to that place as well. I said, I want to sit with people who can empower me. I want to be with people who can edify me. I want to sit with people who are positive. I want to sit with people who know the will of God for their lives. I want to be with people who can just ignite so much passion in me, because that is what they're living for. And all the negative people, I said, I'm not going to tell you to go, but I'm just going to say like what Beyonce's, listen to Beyonce's song that says, to the left, to the left. Do that, because I want to be with people who brings the life of God out. And that is the things that God wants to just let you hear this morning. But He loves us, and He's got your plan in His hand. Amen. God has got your plan is in His hand. His plan is in His hand. Your plan is in God's hand, definitely.